Well, as I mentioned at the beginning of the program, calm has been restored to the Delta compound on Manus Island, or at least so we're told, after a week-long protest at the detention centre involving mass hunger strikes and self-harm. It's not exactly clear how the protest was brought to an end because of divergent reports, a feature, in fact, of any news coming from the island. For an update on the situation, we're talking now to ABC's Papua New Guinea correspondent Liam Cochrane. Good morning to you, Liam.
Good morning, Hamish.
First of all, the standoff between the guards and the asylum seekers in Delta Compound, we're told, ended last night, reportedly through negotiation by PNG's chief migration officer. Can you add any more to our knowledge or understanding of that?
I can, yes. Some more information has come through overnight from the PNG Immigration Minister. He's given some more details to what happened. The essential story is the same, that the resolution was brought about by negotiation by the Chief Migration Officer. The new elements that have emerged are that security personnel did force entry to the compound, and in the words of the statement, a few agitators sought to prevent the removal of ill people but were restrained by security personnel. Now, some of those people who were restrained have been detained by police and were being interviewed. And it's not clear exactly how many people. Refugee advocates based in Australia are saying that 58 people were taken away and locked up in jail. But it's not clear whether that number might perhaps include the number of people who were treated and taken away for medical treatment. There was some quite severe dehydration after at least 3 days of no access to food or water.
Does that then, that additional detail make a little more sense given that there were these divergent reports overnight from the Refugee Action Council saying that Delta compound had been stormed by a squad, although whatever that squad was pretty unclear.
Look, it does. It certainly does sort of draw the two accounts much closer together. It is clear who that squad was. They were security staff working for the contractor Wilson's attached to the centre. It's important to make the distinction that they were not PNG police, who are generally the only armed entities at the centre. So PNG police were present. They were in attendance to the situation. But according to the PNG government, they stood back and they were not needed at any point. So it does bring the two accounts together. There's still very much a difference in the flavour of it. Obviously, the PNG government is saying that this was a well-negotiated resolution of a difficult situation. And in fact, they're going as far to say that some of the asylum seekers did not want to protest and were effectively being held hostage inside Delta Compound. And that is what prompted the security staff to go in. The asylum seeker advocate accounts are painting this as security staff storming. They're saying it's an attack. They're talking about people being beaten up and handcuffed. So a different flavour, but essentially it's emerging that it's more or less the same story.
There had been reports of other more low-key protests in other compounds, Oscar, I think Mike and Foxtrot. Do you know any more about that? Are they ongoing or are they resolved?
They are ongoing, yes, and it's important to make that distinction that even though this particular standoff at Delta Compound, which really was seen as the flashpoint, the sort of thing that might push this whole scenario into the kind of violence that we saw in February when Iranian Reza Barati was beaten to death and many others badly injured, that situation, the standoff at Delta Compound, has ended. But the wider situation, the wider protests are ongoing. So, as you mentioned, the Oscar Compound, Mike and Foxtrot, the men within those compounds are still maintaining hunger strikes. They're still calling for the United Nations to get involved and for them to be handed over to the UN. So that those protests certainly are continuing.
Liam, why is it so difficult to get information out of this facility on Manus Island, and how do we get information out of it?
It's difficult because the centre is closed. It's shut off to media, and it's also just the logistics of it. It's a very, very remote island to the north of Papua New Guinea. It's several hours in a plane to get there. I'm speaking to you from Port Moresby, so I'm not physically there. But even if I was, there's no way that I can get close to the centre. So all of the information that we're getting is coming from official sources, from the PNG government and from the Australian government. Department. It's coming from asylum seekers themselves who are getting information out. It's a lot of that same information is being recycled through refugee advocates based in Australia, and there are some other sources that we're using to try and sort of triangulate the facts and report conservatively and as accurately as we can.
The refugee or the human rights lawyer Julian Burnside had been saying on social media that some of the refugees were having their phones taken or confiscated. Do you know anything about that? Clearly, that has been an integral part of getting information out of there.
Look, it has, clearly. I don't think that's any secret. People will have perhaps seen footage on mobile phone cameras and heard audio clips that have been released. Over the last week, attempts to make contact directly by phone have been thwarted by what seems to be a deliberate scrambling of phone lines. In some cases, contact has been made, a few words have been spoken, and then sort of a digital interference kicks in and you can't hear any more of the conversation. So there is obviously efforts to shut down the communications that asylum seekers do have. I don't know for sure whether phones have been confiscated, but it would not surprise me that that's an objective of the security staff.
All right, we'll leave it there for now. Liam Cochrane is the ABC's PNG correspondent. Thanks for talking to us from Port Moresby this morning.
Thanks, Amy.
It's 22 minutes past six.